Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's Rachel.
And Molly.
And you're listening to another episode of The Exposé. Thank you for being so patient with our recording times, because I feel like we're not the best.
Maybe Thursday's our new recording day.
I think it might work a little bit better. Yeah. We're here wrapped up in blankets and enjoying hot chocolate.
Yes, it's very chilly.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to.
Like sub-zero.
Yeah. This morning was negative 11, I think. With wind chill, negative 26.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Mike, our battery died today. It's been a heck of a day, but I'm happy to be enjoying a hot chocolate yes. in the evening. So, just a reminder, if you want to find us, you know where to look on social media. You want to tell them?
Sure. We are at Expose Podcast on Twitter.
That's Molly's baby.
Yeah, I have gotten like 10 new followers this week. We were at one last week. Now we're at, I think, 12.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Facebook is the Expose Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram is our lovely...
This is our podcast.
With underscores in between those.
Yep.
So yeah, follow us on social media. It makes us happy.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to throw a question at you, Molly, real quick. What's in your bathroom right now?
Well, we have the standard shower curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Like
products.
Products.
What's your, like... most used or go-to products in your bathroom?
Toothpaste.
Yep.
Well, I have most of my beauty products are in this room, actually.
Which is the
podcast studio.
The studio slash makeup glam room. Slash
my vanity room.
Yeah,
the woman cave, whatever. but I use Crest toothpaste.
Okay, good plug.
Maybe we'll get a sponsorship from Crest.
They don't sponsor us now, but they do. Because I use Crest as well.
Do you?
Do. But that it sounds weird, but I keep my toothbrush and my toothpaste in the kitchen.
I have mine behind, like, the closed medicine cabinet because I don't want toilet air infiltrating.
I think we've had this conversation before, and I 100% agree.
I saw a video or chart or something that showed the plume of, like, water droplets that comes out of the toilet when you flush, and
keep your seat lids down.
Close that damn seat before you hear the flush, because it's gross.
I only keep mine in the kitchen because in the mornings it's such a hassle. My son is in his high chair eating breakfast, and I'm brushing my teeth and doing my makeup while he's eating breakfast.
That makes sense. I'm trying to think what else I have in the bathroom. I have a cupboard full of things, but what are they? Deodorant.
Yeah. I keep that by my nightstand.
Okay. You just like things scattered around.
I do.
I have my facial moisturizer in there. I'm using Elemis.
Okay.
I think that's how you say it. Facial moisturizer right now.
You get that in your BoxyCharm?
I did, but I really like it. I feel like it makes my skin bright. I don't know. Luminescent.
We like that. Yeah.
What else do I have? I have some face wash. I have a Glam Glow face wash that I also got. All of my beauty products come from BoxyCharm because I don't buy my own.
That's fair. I mean, they come right to your door.
They do.
This is not a plug for BoxyCharm
either.
It's just
that I don't like to go shopping.
But we would love it to be a plug for BoxyCharm.
Yes. But, what about you? Do you have any
Actually in my bathroom?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing in my bathroom because I can never go to the bathroom without a child following me.
Ah.
I guess you would say my go-to product for the bathroom would be my Bior, like, charcoal face wash.
Okay, yeah.
It's my favorite. It gives me a little bit of a chemical burn every time I use it.
Burns so good.
That's how you know it's working.
Yeah.
I have
a face serum, like, a couple face serums in there, too.
I really need to get on, a skincare routine.
Yeah. I mean, when I say I have these in my bathroom, I probably use them, once a week, if I remember.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. In the shower, I just wash my face with soap.
I was using that soap that you gave me from Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
I used that
volcanic soap.
Yep. I used it for quite a while, and I just used it up, a couple days ago.
Well. Good. I didn't know if you would, actually use it.
Of course. It smells so good, too.
It was volcanic soap. I don't know if it had, exfoliating properties or anything.
I didn't use it on my face, but it smelled really, really good.
Oh.
And I felt one with the earth.
Yeah, they're very nature-centrified. Mm-hmm. One with nature.
Yeah.
Lots of nature in Iceland.
I like that.
But
kind of switching gears here.
Yeah, we're talking about something that might get you a little riled. Mm-hmm. I don't know, depending mm-hmm. on... Some people don't believe in the pink tax.
That's
their disillusioned.
And probably a man.
What is the pink tax?
What is it?
Well, it just refers to the extra amount of money that women are charged for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think of, like, you know, hygiene products, which yeah. is a big part of it, but it's not limited to that. It's
no.
literally anything, like, from clothing to...
Kids' toys.
Yeah, kids' toys. Even, like, I'm trying to think of something really mundane. Like, women, like, you've seen, like, the garden tools that are, like, pink.
Oh, my God. I've
seen. Or tools that are pink.
Stool softener.
Stool.
For his and hers.
Yeah. What is different? Like, what is different that you need different about stool softener?
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. I'm like, really? But I think a portion of the hers went to the Susan G. Komen?
Yeah, like the breast cancer research.
Yeah, which I've heard is a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so, we should expose them.
I think actually, I'm going to add it to your list right now.
Yeah, but it was like a dollar more expensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. But.
Stool softener.
But yeah, basically it's kind of a newer idea that kind of came about in the 90s. It's kind of been gaining traction since then. There was a big study done in New York City, kind of supported by their mayor. I'm going to maybe say this wrong. Bill de Blasio.
I like it.
but he's a
bad guy.
He did this like study to find out about pink tax. So I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
But I really don't know the rest of his policies. So I'm not going to speak to whether or not he's a good guy or bad guy.
Say his name one more time.
De Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. but yeah, so basically the study surveyed a ton of different products, like 800 different products, and compared the prices, things that were men and women's or kids, like boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
and found that on average, things marketed towards women or girls are 7% more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that equates to another study that California State did, $1,351 per year that you as a woman are spending on products just because you're a woman, basically. Yeah.
I also read, like, women are kind of the main consumers of America, so of course they're going to market things higher to us because we're the ones buying everything.
I mean, sure, but wouldn't that mean there's more competition for prices
True.
With women, too? I True. Don't know. But another thing that I saw was 42% of the time, women's products cost more than men's products. So it's almost half of the time.
Mm.
And some examples of this were like razors, like hygiene products were the biggest difference in
yes.
price.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were 13% in that category. But anything from like shampoos, soaps, just pretty much anything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I even saw like walking canes.
Oh yeah. Oh, and that was the name of the New York study was called From Cradle to Cane.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, so it was just yeah, women's products from cradle to cradle, that's hard to say.
Cradle to
from
cane.
Cradle to cane. They are more expensive.
That's stupid.
And one big thing to notice about all this is that women are paid less.
Yeah.
So women already make less money. They make like 82 cents for every dollar men make.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're paying more. So this just kind of widens that gender gap.
I want to say something yeah. on that. So Jesse recently looked up an article and it was like the average wage that a man makes from like age 14 to I think it was like in its 60s somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the average man – like my age, 25, makes already more than what I make right now. Like yeah. I'm technically in the ages of like 16 to 18.
Of what a man would make?
Yeah.
That's kind of sickening.
Isn't it though?
Like to think that a high schooler could make it, like would make as much as you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Or I'm just in the wrong profession. Maybe.
Yeah. But... Well, that's the other thing. Like there's a lot of factors that go into the gender gap and a lot of people will say, oh, you know, women choose to go into careers that don't pay as much, etc. Part of that is like a societal thing. Like women have historically been encouraged to become nurses, not doctors.
Or... But listen, the nurses do all the work. Oh, doctors don't do shit. okay, they went to school forever.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
Well, yeah. When you go to the doctor, you come in and the nurse does everything and the doctor comes in and gives you a prescription.
Yep.
But, I mean, I could see like neurosurgeons like deserving money.
Mm-hmm. But I also seen like, okay, sidebar on the doctor thing.
Yeah.
That like bone doctors make the most money compared to, I don't know, what's another type of doctor?
Gynecologist.
Yeah, a bone doctor probably makes more than a gynecologist. Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is crazy. I have no factual evidence to support this. This is just what I heard from another podcast.
Feet doctors make a lot of money, like podiatrists.
Yeah, because no one wants to do
it. I think that's true. And I think they may have like a high rate of suicide as well. Or dentists, I think, also have a high rate of suicide.
But, oh, I've heard the dentist before.
But it's not just that women go into professions that that pay less.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like incomparable jobs. Oftentimes, they're just paid less. Just usually there's some type of basis that the company claims, but it's not always, you know, true. It's just kind of men are seen more as leaders. They may get promoted more quickly, you know, I don't know, just more authority figures. And that's something that, you know, has changed over the years. We have more progress to go.
Can I just say at a job, there was me and an intern, and the intern was a boy, not a boy, he was a guy. And I feel like he was given more responsibilities and work than I was. And we started at the same time. And I was
employed. And you were a full-time
employee. I was employed, yeah.
Yeah. And that is kind of weird. And your boss is a guy. So, I mean, maybe there is something to that. But, you know, I'm not saying that every company is like that.
No.
I mean, obviously, we've made a lot of strides in women's payment, like, from the 70s and that kind of thing. So,
have you ever had sexism in the workplace?
I feel like I have. My biggest thing that I felt was when I worked at Pier Fishing. I was an intern. So, I mean, I know that I was not technically like an expert because I hadn't finished school and stuff, but I worked with some engineers and sometimes I just felt like they kind of were like brushed me off. And I didn't feel like it was because what I was saying didn't make sense or that I wasn't, or that they thought I was not qualified. I felt like it was kind of, you can just feel it. Like, I don't know, maybe if you're not a woman, you don't know what we're talking about, but you can just tell when it's because of like that kind of thing. You can tell. But yeah, they just kind of would like brush me off sometimes. It was a very like male-dominated group that I was working with.
Or even, like, drawing the wrong type of attention to yourself. Like, I didn't ask for you to be creepy. I had a job. I was a checker at a grocery store, and my manager, who was a guy, made a point to come over to me often and, like, rub my back while I was, like, with a customer, like, checking them out. And he had to, like, whatever, like, scan the alcohol or whatever it was. And he'd, like, rub my back while he was doing it. Like, why? Very creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's almost, like, a whole podcast in itself, I feel. Like, that has nothing to do with pink tax.
But... No, I mean, it doesn't have anything directly to do with it, but it's kind of the way the world is, I guess.
Yeah.
So
and that's kind of how pink tax is.
Yeah.
It's just, why is it? We don't know.
I read something too, that even so women are like overall paid less generally.
Yeah.
And they're paying more for their services and their goods.
Yeah.
So this creates a higher pay gap and their borrowing power is less. So even when men and women have like the same income, women are more likely to be asked for a cosigner for a loan.
Yeah.
Just because like the bank, I really don't think they probably have any basis for it. Like they could have the identical credit score and everything, and they're more likely to be asked for a cosigner. There was just a study that I read that found that out, and I thought that was really unfair.
That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense at all, but I mean,
you can believe it.
I can believe it, which is sad. Like, that is sad.
Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, that women buy a lot of the products. I found 80% of products are purchased by women, goods and services. So that is quite a bit comparatively.
Yeah.
So you may be thinking, how did this pink tax get started? Why? Why is there pink tax?
Why?
Does it cost more to make women's items? That could be a reason.
Yeah. I mean, I would understand, like, pink dye may be more expensive to mix or make, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. This is going to make me sound really nerdy. I just thought of this. I listened to a podcast one day on the color blue, like the history of the color blue. And it was like historically one of the most expensive colors to make paint out of and stuff because the pigment, like the things needed, it's not like a color found in nature very often.
That makes sense.
So they would have to use like precious minerals and stuff to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why I don't think that it costs more to make pink pigment.
Yeah.
But I highly doubt it. I mean, when you go to buy paint or like markers, they don't cost any different.
True. I mean, just imagine like, let's say it's like a Disney princess brand paint.
Yeah.
Like, I want my room to look like Aurora's dress.
I could see that costing more.
Hell yeah. Yeah. First off, the Disney tax.
Yes.
And then the pink tag.
Yep.
Yeah.
So another thing that I saw was perhaps it's because they're making smaller batches of pink things.
But that can't be true because women buy everything.
Yeah. Supposedly women buy
80%.
That's true. And I don't believe that women purchase like less razors than men.
Like, I feel like almost more, right?
Yeah. I mean, you try shaving in two entire legs on a regular basis.
Yeah. And two armpits.
Yes.
If you do that. Or if you don't even shave. Why even shave at all?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's winter now, so.
Who cares?
But yeah, I don't feel like smaller batches, I guess. I don't know. I don't feel like that's a legitimate excuse in all areas. Maybe a few areas. Another thing was like, yeah, the actual components and then package design.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that argument?
I could see it for like the only thing I can think of is like maybe high-end perfume or makeup having expensive packaging. Yeah,
but there's not really a male equivalent for that.
That's true. Like a perfume and cologne, maybe.
Yeah, suppose.
I still think the women's perfume is more expensive though.
Yeah.
What else? The stool softener. Why the hell? It's the same exact design, same box. Mm-hmm. One has a pink ribbon on it and the other one doesn't.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see sometimes they do package, like, for example, men's razors typically are like blue cardboard package with a picture of the razor on it.
Mm-hmm.
And women sometimes have like flowers on it or something. So maybe that takes more ink.
Yeah.
But does it take like $3 worth more ink per package? No. Highly doubt it.
Yeah.
So I think that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Advertising campaigns. Now that is something that I thought maybe, but I looked into it and I found out that even though women buy, like we said, 80% of all goods and services, men are a lot more likely to be featured in ads.
What?
Yeah. So, and this was like Nielsen's survey data. Like they do survey on like media consumption and stuff.
Okay.
25% of ads feature only men, but only 5% of ads feature only women. So there's a lot more men in ads overall. And then ads were also 6 times more likely to have a male voice narrating them.
Oh my God, that's sickening to hear that, so, honestly.
So really, more money is spent, because I was like, well, maybe just more money overall is spent advertising towards women since we're the big purchasers, but that's not the case. More money is overwhelmingly spent with male-centered objects in the ads and that kind of thing. So
let me ask you a question. Do you respond to a male figure telling you what to do?
No.
Same. So why would we want a male telling us to buy a product?
I don't know. And I think I'm trying to think, like, when I see TV,
I know.
I mean, I haven't watched like TV for so long, like cable. I know.
We don't have cable either. Yeah. So.
But I don't remember there being like more ads with like women's stuff,
yeah,
versus men's stuff. I feel like it's,
speaking of ads,
yeah,
I feel like depression type medication commercials are always a woman.
That's true.
Why?
Because we're so damn depressed.
We're depressed because of the pink tag.
I think it has to do with the whole, like, back in the day when women were like, you know, they'd have fits of hysteria. They would faint. You know, women have just always been seen as like emotionally unstable. You know, you can't trust them. Yeah. The moon controls their moods.
Listen,
you know?
Everyone can have mental health issues.
Yeah, let me tell you, I know some guys that have some mental health issues for sure.
Okay. Yeah, so why would I want a guy telling me what to buy if I don't even respond to a male figure telling me things?
I don't know, other than, I mean, I feel like, yes, there are people, there are women who, I guess, like us, are pretty independent, but there are a lot of women out there who do support. I don't want to say, like, because I'm not like, I hate men. Like, I like guys, you know, yeah. I'm not like one of those crazy, like, over the top feminine, like, I do consider myself a feminist, but not like in that negative way that a lot of people. But there are a lot of women that do perpetuate that whole, like, patriarchy, like the man of the house.
Yeah, they're idea. Very much like 1950s.
Yeah, like traditional type. Like the guy probably maybe decides what they buy and the woman goes out and buys it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of where that's coming from.
It's 2020.
It is 2020. Time to see clearly, world. Yeah. Nobody's made that joke yet this year, I'm sure.
See clearly.
Another thing was that I found was tariffs. Mm-hmm. So when they're importing products for clothing, it's just like really, really random what has tax on it, what doesn't have tax on it, mm-hmm. the different levels. For example, I found that women's wool suits have to pay an 8.5% tax on import. Men's wool suits have a 0% tax on import. What is the difference?
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. And Columbia Boots had like a man and woman's version of the same boot.
Yeah.
And same materials and everything. And there was like a 1.5% difference in the tariffs. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that the companies can really control. It's like the law.
Yeah.
So it's just really strange that there's not like a flat like import on clothing mm-hmm. or like import on cotton t-shirts even. It's like men's t-shirts, women's t-shirts. They're different. Like,
yeah.
Why?
But why?
Yeah, it's just so weird.
Well, and like Columbia and like other companies are like suing, right? They're filing a lawsuit.
Columbia, Steve Madden, and ASICS, those were some of the big companies, were filing a lawsuit because they found that was strange and arbitrary.
Yeah.
And I think if they win, they could get up to like $1 billion in recouped costs from tariffs. Mm. A downside of that could be that everything just raises up to whatever the higher one was and prices increase, but at least it would be like fair. It makes sense. It would be straight across the board.
Yeah.
So
that's bonkers.
Yeah. Another big cause is, and this is kind of on us, I guess, women just are willing to pay more.
Yeah, but it's like all we've ever known. Like from cradle to cane.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. And it's just kind of weird. I guess they call it like price sensitivity, I think is the term that I saw. So men are more likely to go based on the price and women are more likely to buy based on
looks,
the actual product. Oh. Yeah. Like, or like what the product looked like.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay, I am not above buying generic and I'm not above buying men's razors or.
And that's true, but let me ask you, like, when it comes to something, I'm trying to think, would you buy a Bic for her pens?
Oh, no, that is the biggest joke. That's the pink tax. That's the definition.
Bic for her pens.
Oh my God, a pen that's pink. Shut up.
Yeah.
That is such a scam.
And I can tell you they probably cost more than just the regular black and blue pens.
They sure as hell do.
Yeah. So it's just kind of ridiculous.
Did they discontinue doing that because there was such an outrage?
I don't know. We're going to find out. We'll come back to you on that.
Yep.
But another thing,
okay, well,
like a lamp. Okay. So when you're picking a lamp,
obviously,
are you going to pick like the lamp that's bare bones, like, you know, just a lamp, or would you pick one with more of a feminine design?
Okay, well, that's like home decor. Of course, I want it to look aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, but you could say, you know, that's kind of just the society's putting that pressure on a woman to have a pleasing home.
Oh, I'm woke.
But
update on the Big for Her. Big for Her still sells for $35.04 for two pens.
What? That has to be some type of...
On Newegg.com. And Bic retractable, just a normal ball pen, is $25.
Are these $25. Cases of them? I hope they're like cases of them.
Okay, so the Bic for Her is only two pens, and this one has 12 pens in it, the $25 one.
I feel like I can buy that for like $3 at Walmart.
Why do they call it Big for Her Fashion?
A fashion pen.
What are you doing with a
pen? Don't you feel like chic when you're writing with a pen?
It better glide really smoothly and just... If a pen is costing me that much, it should like flow. Like I shouldn't even have to use my brain to think.
It just like draws.
It should just do it for me. It should be the smartest pen in the world.
I agree. So this brings us to... the biggest reason why we have pink tax, and that is because we live in a society of capitalists.
Men. Old white men.
And I think capitalism has its time and place. Like, for some things, it's good because it can keep things in check, prices in check, because you have healthy competition.
Sure.
But on the flip side of that, you can basically end up charging whatever people will pay. So. Yeah. That, I think, is where the whole razor thing comes into play. Why would you, as a company, only charge $5 if a woman is willing to pay $7? If that doesn't cut your sales down, you're going to charge the $7 because it's a free country and you can do that.
I hate it. So people are going to be like, if you hate it so much, move somewhere. Get out of my country then. But it's like,
yeah,
doesn't anyone care?
There are some people that do care, and I guess the best advice I could say is just stop buying pink razors.
I know.
But,
I did look, like, last time I bought razors, I looked, because I'm like, really, if a men's razor is cheaper, I'm going to just get that.
Uh-huh.
And, I bought just, like, a generic one. It was, like, a 3-pack, and it looked like it was supposed to be, like, generic from Venus or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was the same price as the generic guy
was
razor.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went with that one. But I totally get the men's razor if it was cheaper. I'd use men's deodorant. I wouldn't use men's shampoo though.
No.
If you're using Head and Shoulders.
That was one thing that I did have down here to talk about was like,
isn't there a Head and Shoulders for Her?
Probably. Google it.
Oh,
while you're Googling that, I just wanted to bring up how early this all starts. And this was like one of the biggest things that blew my mind was girls' toys.
Oh, yeah.
The toy market. Like, I mean, yeah, we're paying like a dollar extra here, a dollar extra there for like grown people, like women's versus men's. But when it comes to toys, there are some utterly ridiculous differences. For example, and this was found in the 2015 New York study that we mentioned earlier, on the Target website. So this is Target, big retailer.
Yeah.
Two basically identical helmets. One has like a shark thing on it and it's blue.
Yep.
And one has a unicorn thing on it and it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming the same amount of materials were used in these. Pretty much everything is the same except the color and the shape of the stuffed thing on top.
Yeah.
$14.99 for the boys.
Yeah.
$27.99 for the girls.
That's so stupid.
And it's just kind of silly. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I would just tell my, like, if I had a daughter, I'd be like, I mean, sure.
Well, and that is something that And I think there probably are families out there that do have to do that because they can't afford to spend twice as much on a helmet.
Yeah.
And then that little girl goes to school and gets made fun of.
Probably. Oh my gosh. Side note from this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I read like this like Twitter feed about this little boy, and it was basically like explaining toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. This little boy, they described him like, he's a boy's boy, likes to wrestle, and he likes to play in dirt and cars and whatever, but he really enjoys having his nails painted, and he thinks it's just pretty, and it's a pretty color, and it makes him happy.
Yeah.
He goes to school, and the kids ridiculed him for having his nails painted so much that he cried, and that is just stupid to me.
Yeah, and it's, it is, and I think society is one of the big reasons, like, just the pressures to have, you know, boys do boy things and girls do girl things.
I know.
Yeah. That's a whole nother topic, you know, dude, gender and everything. I know. It's silly. I think that the capitalism is like capitalizing on it.
This is it. This is boys and girls helmets. It's a helmet. It goes on your head.
Yeah, it protects your brain. Like, it has a purpose that's like not to signify whether you're a boy or a girl.
Exactly. Who cares what it looks like?
Yeah. And then another example that we found was the Radio Flyer scooter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The boys is red with like gray handle thing and wheels. And the girls is pink with white handle thing and wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And boys is $24.99 on Target website. And the girls is $49.99.
Yeah.
So we are seeing a doubling of price in both of those things.
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, I mean, as a little girl, you want that pink thing.
Yeah.
Most likely. Maybe you don't, but a lot of girls do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of, I just don't see the reason for that big of a price gap. One thing I did read was talking about demand. And they were trying to argue that the demand for pink items, like kids' toys, was lower. So, like, the demand for a pink bike is less than a demand for a red bike. And so there's more overhead involved in that, and that's why they're charging more prices. But do girls ride less bikes than boys?
I wouldn't say so. No. I think girls ride just as much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's a little troubling, and as a parent of a little girl, if I was one, I'm not. I have a little girl dog. I would feel really discouraged when I went to buy my Christmas presents for my kid or birthday presents, and if I saw this, I would be like, well, I could get them three presents or one present, you know?
Right. You know, whenever we do walk by, like, little boys and girls' clothes, I always say, like, oh, the girls' clothes are so cute.
Yeah.
But then when we, like, buy clothes for our son, it's like, but these are probably cheaper. Like,
probably. And, I mean, that's kind of where this happens is when you're buying the clothes, you know, the little girl's shirt with the ruffles on it or whatever. It's so adorable. Are you willing to pay $5 more for it? A lot of people would be.
Yeah.
Than to dress their girl in a plain t-shirt.
I think there should just be like, I hate the stigma with it. Like, why zhuzh up girls and like make boys all with like trucks and mud and I don't know. Whatever my son decides to do, I'm happy with it. Of course, I'm going to support. But I mean, I just don't think if he wants to wear pink, wear pink.
Yeah, but you're gonna pay more for it.
I'm gonna pay more for it. Oh, I just hate the stigma.
Yeah. Oh, and another ridiculous example that made me think the word indoctrination was the video game Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah.
There was a screenshot from that video game, and it was like guys' outfits and then women's or like girls' outfits. So I think they're kids, like when you're the character in the game.
Yeah.
So it was like, I want to say like 50 Animal Crossing dollars more for the women's outfit. And it's not even a real thing. It's a digital virtual outfit that you don't have to like make more. You know, there's like nothing involved.
How dare they?
Why does it cost more in the video game for the women's clothes than does for the men's clothes? And I feel like that's just making it normalized. Mm-hmm. You're growing up expecting that. And that's why it's not questioned.
Exactly.
So
I think that's the bottom line to this exposed topic. I'd like to maybe close out with reading some of these Bic for Her reviews because they're actually kind of hilarious. This one, 5 stars. I gave these to all the men in my office, and they all received pay cuts a few weeks later. Thanks, Bic, for helping me bridge the pay gap, at least in my office.
Is this on Amazon?
This is on Amazon. Caitlin Jackson says, 1 star, total scam. After several hours of staring at these pens, I gave up. They didn't write anything for me.
How rude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Amazon can have some really great product reviews.
One more.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
5 stars from Paul. So now they have their own pens. Next thing, they're going to start owning property, voting, and talking back. Where will it end?
Blasphemous.
If you want a kick, go check out these Amazon reviews. These are funny.
Oh, gosh.
But from it looks like you can still purchase these pens, unfortunately. On Amazon, they are for $29.96 plus.
What? How many pens are you getting in these packages?
Two.
They must be discontinued in a collector's item because I cannot accept that they cost $29.
And there's $5
of shipping.
This
is just like a ridiculous example of pink tax, like taken to the extreme.
Yeah, it's not Prime. There's $5 shipping.
Not Prime. I have one more topic that I want to talk about, and that is the tampon tax.
Oh. This is so, it's so much more.
It is.
Like, when will it end?
Well, okay, so.
My foot is actually asleep.
That's okay. So, in the United States, and I guess many countries in the world, women, we do pay tax on the feminine products that we buy. Well, in 36 states in the United States, we pay tax. Iowa is one of those. And if you didn't know that, podcast world, we live in Iowa. So I just, what are your thoughts on basically tampons are in the same category? It's a luxury item classified in the tax world in the same category as jewelry, furs, you know, luxury items.
Tampons.
Yeah.
That aren't even, well, okay, first off, here's, I have a few things that I'd like to address about tampons.
Yes.
That they're, well, okay, first off, they're putting like chemicals. Like,
yeah, the FDA does not control anything about tampons.
These are things that go into your body and they don't control the product.
No.
Yeah. That was all that I had to say about that. That's ridiculous. And,
well, haven't you ever just felt the luxury of, you know,
my foot is really
taking a tampon out of its glorious packaging.
Oh my God. The packaging
is so luxurious, right?
It's basic, it's high end stuff.
Yeah, it's like silk, you know. Just
yes.
You open up that and you're just like, you know what? I really feel glamorous as
this
I
made my
menstruate.
Cramps.
Yeah.
This is my, they're just
so a luxurious like feeling having to, you know, plug your your woohoo.
And once I'm done putting this a very luxurious item in me, I'm going to sit down with a dirty martini.
Yeah.
With all my finest furs and wear all my jewelry.
And cry to a movie because we're so emotionally unstable at this point.
Golly.
But yeah, I just, let me say, I've never felt luxurious anything having to do with a period because they're not luxurious. They're
and you're
a hassle.
Getting taxed. And the worst part is men's products like Viagra. What else?
Penis enlargement pumps.
Okay. that stuff is not taxed.
No.
And in fact, a lot of it is covered by your health insurance provider.
And I would definitely argue that Viagra is much less of an essential product than feminine products.
Yes.
Like, I just don't understand why it's not considered like an essential thing. Like, you can go buy food. I mean, food is essential, but you can buy like fancy foods like shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
Not being taxed.
Yep.
And then we cannot buy a tan. Like, it's an essential thing.
It is essential. As if I, you know what? If I wanted to stop my period, all right, let's do it.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Like, honestly, though, what did they think? Like, they're acting like this choice. But I can tell you that if women walked around bleeding into the open, men would not, you know. And I saw this
for their comfort.
Yeah. I saw this argument of, like, if men were the ones getting periods, there would not be tax on tampons. And it would also be seen as a sign of strength and manhood to have your period. While women, on the other hand, are seen as disgusting.
Yep.
Unstable.
Yep.
They're shunned in some countries and societies during that time. They can't even, like, go out into public. It's just ridiculous.
And Pulling up this fact right here, the average woman spends $150 to $300 a year on feminine hygiene disposables. So,
yeah, and that's, I mean, it's sure, $150 may not sound like a lot, but it adds up over your lifetime. And I actually took this quiz. There's a website called AskThePinkTax.com, and you can basically enter your birth date, and it will calculate your estimated expense for the pink tax and tampons taxes and everything over your lifetime. And my result, I put it up on our Facebook group here, but it was $45,000.
What?
So far in my life that I have paid more over the course of.
What?
Yeah.
I'm glad you kept that full a disclosure. Surprise to me.
Full disclosure, I am 33 years old. So if you're similarly aged, you would get a similar. Men don't have to go through.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, it's a natural part of life and everything, but I just don't see why there's tax on that item.
Right. What does that leave us, Molly?
Well, if you want to know where we're at right now today with the pink tax, there has been some legislature. Jamie Spears, she is a Democratic California representative.
Not Britney Spears' little sister.
No.
Okay.
Not Britney Spears' little sister. It's Jackie. Jackie Spears. Okay, sorry. Have, like, subliminally been Britney on mine.
Zoe 101. We know.
But she has been trying to pass some legislature to even out the Pink Tax Repeal Act is what it's called.
Okay.
So far, it really has not gone anywhere. She's tried once in 2016 and then again in 2018 with a revised bill.
Oh, my God.
Neither have passed.
Jackie,
yeah,
we need to rally about
that. It is mostly because of lobbyists, like manufacturing companies, lobbyists, and like retail lobbyists, because they don't want this to pass because they're making more money off of women's products.
Of course.
And I mean, I can kind of see like number, I would assume, but
oh my God,
that is more money.
34,000.
Yeah.
That's a college tuition.
Yeah, mine was $45,961 in my lifetime so far.
I want to puke. That's stupid.
I don't make that at all a year in my job.
You guys.
So if I was a guy, I would have $45,000 in my pocket right now, like based on my current spending habits, is that's what I'm led to believe. So, yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, ladies listening to this, go to askthepinktax.com and do this because I am shocked.
This website has a lot of facts concerning the pink tax. It was a great resource, and the graphics are really cool on it. I think it looks nice.
Very cool website.
But, yeah, check that out and tell us. Tell us on Twitter. Tell us on Facebook what the pink tax has cost you.
Wow.
So,
madness.
Yeah. It's just another one of those things that it's a capitalist economy.
Yeah.
That's what we live in. So the free market is a big part of what makes us America and everything. But at what point do we think that the government should maybe step in and shove it in one direction just for the good of people to help with policies?
Yeah.
And then also Jackie Spear.
Not
Jamie.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Jackie. Okay. She before she became like a national senator or representative, she was state level. And she did get the gender tax repeal passed in 1995 in California, which basically says services like you know, haircuts, dry cleaning, that kind of thing, there can't be a big gap in charges based on gender.
I think that's crazy that dry cleaning would charge more for a woman.
I don't know. I read that, like, that requires more hand pressing for women's clothing.
Okay, I'm so sure.
Yeah. So that's basically where we're at now.
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts. Tell us your thoughts on social media. We really want to connect with you guys.
Yeah, I want to see people's Ask the Pink Text numbers. Yep. I want to see people commenting.
Yes. And
tell us your opinion.
Yeah, tell us your opinion. Go to Ask the Pink Text because it's a really great website that we found a lot of info on, and calculate your cost.
Yeah.
Your lifetime cost.
Yeah.
And we want to introduce a game with you guys, and we're going to need your help with it. So right now, so far, we have been listened to in 19 states, which, I don't know, kind of blows my mind, to be honest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. But we need 50. We need 50 states.
We need all of
we
you.
We need 50 states, 7 continents,
I
you know.
I
want
to see Hawaii. I want to see
Alaska.
Maine. Wait, do we have Maine?
We don't have Maine yet.
I want to see Maine. I want to see, Alaska.
Woo!
Let's see them.
So, yeah, if you know people, help us. Spread the word. If you're from any of these, well, obviously, if you're from these states and you're listening, we already got you.
We already got you.
But if you have a friend or somebody that you think might enjoy our topics of conversation, spread the word. Help us get to those 50 states. Mm-hmm. And I will be posting a map I made earlier today of where we've been and where we need to be listened to. And once we reach certain milestones with state numbers, we will have some surprises in store. So help us out there. You'll find that on our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our episode for today.
Yeah. What's next week?
Next week, we are doing food label lies.
Yeah.
So you will learn all about what that organic sticker means on your food.
Mm-hmm.
What does low sugar or low calorie mean? Low fat, that kind of thing.
It means it's a lie. Apparently.
Food label lies. It's kind of in the title.
Yeah.
But stay tuned to learn about that. If you guys have any ideas for things you want to see exposed.
Ooh, we'd like to hear.
Yes, we would love to hear that. So let us know and stay sharp out there. Keep your eye out for the truth.
Yeah.
Until next time.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.